Sheen Anthony takes the mic each rising. Gonna light up your soul now, you're shining. Sound healing and stories flow on the Sheen Anthony Show. Tune in, don't miss this divine time. Every word shifts the paradigm. From rising haze to evening glow, it's the Sheen Anthony Show.
Peace, peace. You are now tuned in to On Air Philadelphia. Grand Rising. Welcome to the Sheen Anthony Show. I'm your host, Sheen Anthony, of course. And today we're going to talk about the paradox of perfection. I don't know about y'all, but for myself, I literally have been conquering this energy of perfection for a while. And I think I've even been able to conquer the challenge of the perfection even through creating this show, because ultimately I had to let go of control and allow this to flow and know that my intentions will be aligned with the impact that I wish to make as long as I'm integral about the impeccability with my words. And this has all played a part of me like letting go of perfection. But I definitely want to let y'all know that, you know, perfectionism is something that, you know, is an attachment. And we just have to recognize what exactly are we attached to. Is it attached to a person? Is it attached to a certain place or outcome or an event? You know, and that will help you, you know, get closer to identifying it so that way you can let go of that pressure on yourself. But, you know, once again, you know, before we even go fully in and start diving deep, because I got a couple guests here that I would love to share, you know, what's on their mind, I would like to start off with a sound bowl healing meditation, of course. Ground yourself wherever you are. Place your hand on your heart. Place your other hand on your gut. Make sure to breathe deeply with intent and receive the energy that is allowing you to flow. As we breathe in, imagine fresh, cleansing energy entering your body. And as we breathe out, letting go of anything that no longer serves you, envisioning any tension, stress, or self-criticism leaving your body. Invite yourself into the sacred space to let go of the weight of perfectionism. Allow yourself to settle in, getting comfortable, and seeing yourself embark upon a journey that does not control or put pressure on your every move. Perfectionism is the need to control, the fear of not being enough. This can be a pattern that is deeply ingrained. But today, you can gently loosen your grip and imagine any areas of your life where perfectionism has taken hold. See yourself releasing the need for control, embracing imperfection, and trusting that you are enough exactly as you are. Thank you. imagine any self-criticism, any negative self-talk being washed away. Envision yourself surrounded by compassion, love, understanding, and acceptance. As we transmute all disharmonious energy into peace and love, please remember that you are not alone in this journey. You are surrounded by loving energy, and the divine is supporting you every step of the way. Deep inhale. And deep exhale. Let's remember to carry this sense of compassion, self-acceptance, and freedom, and releasing perfectionism from our daily life. Ashe. Ashe, ashe, ashe. So yes, perfectionism has been a journey. I thought it was a compliment, but then I realized, this is preventing my full growth of seeing myself where I want to be because I'm attached to the past or I'm attached to a certain outcome. And those expectations can really, you know, pull away the joy when it comes to knowing that you're growing. And I just would love to hear, you know, Sunshine Monet, just share what's on your heart.
Because I've been talking about perfectionism a lot this week. So I'm
it's a big one. So I'm reading this book called The Perfection Trap. And it goes into like three different kinds of perfectionism. You got what you impose upon yourself. Then you got the socially prescribed perfectionism, which is like what we see in social media and stuff like that. And then you have like you're the actual person that's imposing on other people.
Yeah, like
that,
putting perfectionism on.
So it's like those three levels. But it's like the more people are using this social media, especially in the realms of entrepreneurship and being a creative, it's like if you're not getting this many likes, if you're not, you know, your content isn't set up like this, that, and the third, it's still putting people in this cookie cutter stuff, even though they're trying to be a creative. Like, yeah, you could be a painting, but if your content doesn't look like my content, nobody's gonna see your paintings. Mm. You know, you can make good music, but if your content's not set up like mine, fuck your music. Mm. You know, and so that's putting people in this space where they feel like they have to wear all these hats. Mm. In psychology, we call this role strain. So they're straining themselves to be, I gotta be an entrepreneur, I gotta be a marketer, I gotta be the content creator, I gotta be, communications.
I still got
my personal life. We didn't even talk about our personal life yet. I'm just talking about how I'm gonna secure my root chakra right now. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's like, you know, a big issue that's happening now with this big boom. And we got to make sure that our people are okay. Like, yeah, you can be a creative and be an entrepreneur, stand on your own too, but are you okay? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Do you have the support? Because then we have people pushing this. The other idea of perfectionism is you got to do everything by yourself. Mm. And if you don't know how to do everything by yourself, what the fuck are you doing? And that's not fair. Because not everybody is here to do everything by yourself. We're not supposed to be doing anything by ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Nobody is supposed to be doing. Like, even when you look at, like, the opposition or what we call, the oppressor or whatever, none of them are doing anything by themselves. They have thousands of people that they do their rituals with. They still need us to do their rituals.
Mm.
They need people. And so it's like while they're showing us, oh, yeah, do everything by yourself, they're over there using 7 billion souls. We have to use 7 billion souls. But we have to make sure we're all mentally okay and aware and accepting of each other's energy. So I specialize in the energy, you know, awareness because me and you're not going to agree on everything. Otherwise, I would be you. And so, but we have to learn how to accept and learn how to transmute that energy that's indifferent, you know, indifferences to accept it without triggering each other. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't have the capacity to do that. It's more so like, you guys got to just be more like me if you want to be with me. You know what I'm saying?
And everyone can't be like you. Like, that's the whole part of the journey. Like, you're supposed to be unique. Everyone cannot be like everyone. If that was the case, this would be a normal world. You know, and I appreciate you for sharing that. You know, that really, like, I really aligned a lot of the things that I wanted to go in and share about as well. Is that, like, this is just a powerful reminder that Perfectionism is not only unattainable, but it's also unrealistic. So we have to affirm our uniqueness and our individuality. You know, each person has their distinct experiences, perspectives, and personalities. It's impossible for everyone to be like you, as like they have their own strengths and weaknesses and quirks. So these are things that we're supposed to, you know, highlight. We're supposed to come together and know that we do have different values and different priorities. And, you know, we may have different motivations. So what drives you might not drive others and vice versa. But, you know, this diversity is essential for us to, you know, build and come together as a community. And I feel like one of the things that I've been highlighting the most is that we do have to embrace our authenticity. You know, being true to yourself is really important without trying to conform to someone else's standards or, you know, just literally being in your own energy and focusing upon your strength and letting go of comparisons. Because you know how they say, like, comparison is literally preventing joy to flow. If you keep comparing yourself to others, it's going to be hard to really be able to focus upon your growth and your progress. So just continue to develop and celebrate your unique talents and your abilities. Because to break free means that you're understanding that it's okay to have flaws and imperfections. To cultivate this self-acceptance means that you have to practice self-compassion and accept yourself for flaws, quirks, and everything that you have literally experienced to even get here. And then focus on your personal growth. Like, prioritize your growth and make sure that you're growing from within, because this will help you see, you know, the reality that you want to cultivate. And just, like, breaking free of those constraints, because ultimately we're the only ones that put constraints upon ourselves. Like, you know, unless there's a voice in your head that may be intruding, that's something that could have been dropped off with you way back when. Like, some old teacher that said that you wasn't going to be able to make it to this unless you did this. Or some old mentor that you looked up to until they said something that crushed you seeing your full dreams. Or, you know, it's like those things now turn into us hearing it over and then wanting to be looked in a certain light of perfection, when in reality, you got to understand that each thing that happened to you, like even those people trying to deny where they seen your dream at, it's not for them to see. It's your vision. So you cultivate it the way that you want. And if you keep putting perfectionism on it, it's going to be hard to really like see it in full fruition, you know? So with that being said, there's another divine multidimensional being that I would love to introduce you to. You know, I'm literally just meeting him, but ultimately, energy always speaks, usually sometimes louder than words, you know. Just a quick story, like, you know, I had Chris on the last episode, and, you know, just being in the space with Chris, he always wants to make sure that, you know, we're having fun and checking in and, you know, connecting one another and edifying one another. And he edified this guy, Robin, and was excited for me to get to meet him. Mainly, you know, it's like, you know, it's good to really like connect your friends, especially when you know that we're of likeness. And I'm really appreciative of him, you know, not only connecting us, but I'm appreciative of Robin for even opening up his studio for us to even like create freely. You know, we created a new song. We was just meditating. You know, we're literally just in the midst of just building a connection. But I felt so much, you know, basically like knowledge and wisdom come from this being that I was like, wait a minute, I gotta hold on. Like, can we get this for the show? Because this is just, you know, you just can't make this up. When I say I've been talking about perfectionism all this week, it's been coming up and it's been other people around me talking about it. So I would love to introduce Robin. Can you share some of the gems that you had on your mind that you was talking about earlier?
Like, literally, even one of my therapists was saying, like, that I'm trying to, like, that I'm looking for perfection in every area of my life, but it's like, that is literally not possible. Mm. It is like, there is no such thing as perfection. Like, and at the same time, everything is perfection because, you know, because like, this is all, you know, like chasing rather than chasing perfection, like, you know, we can be like chasing fulfillment or authenticity, you know, things that are like, you know, I think maybe more intrinsic and less like
materialistic,
yeah, you know, or like a marker of status or like and perfectionism, the crazy thing is perfectionism is its own form of defense. You know, like, that's like what it, at least for me, like what I understand it to be is like, if you're perfect or if you try to be perfect, then it's like, oh, well, then you can't be criticized, or then you can't be judged, or then you can't be, like, any of these other things. But it's like, that's going to happen regardless. Like, it's, and it's also, like, we might be making ourselves, like, miserable in the process of, like, miserable can be a strong word, but it also can apply, like, if, you know, all that is just to say is, like, it's, yeah, I feel like we're all on the same page about a lot of things. I appreciate you just being like, oh, you know what, like, I could be perfectionist about, like, how this verse could be the perfect thing, but it's, like, I feel like it's even just more important to just, like, get the ideas out, and you can, like, hone them or sharpen them, or it can just be, like, another thing in the vault that is, like, cool, like, I'm glad that we created this, if for nothing else than just, like, the joy of creating.
Yes, you know, creating for the sake of creation.
Literally.
Like, that's a powerful thing, and, like, no, I appreciate you sharing that, too, because, like, I let perfectionism stop me too much, like, in the past, like, just wanting something to be a certain way, and it's, essentially, it's control, so it's, like, I'm trying to control a specific outcome or an event, you know, something happened, and I'm attached to that, so the attachment with the control is not really a good combination, because it's not going to help me get further along, and the expansion happens when you accept, like, whatever mistakes or imperfections that are supposed to be along the way, which essentially is what I like to say, imperfectly perfect, because like you said, it's like, it is already in its perfection, because it just is, you know, so it's like, we, us being present right now, and growing, and expanding, and creating music together, and collaborating, and having love be the main intent, and having a deeper message to share through the music, that's already perfection in itself. Like, anything else that we cultivate is now going to be alignment with that. It would be the pressure I would put on myself, and the self-criticism in my own mindset that will minimize the full impact that we're making, you know. So I really appreciate, like, how you highlight the impact that you created for yourself, but also, like, sharing that impact too, because, like, the impact that you place within yourself is put in the studio. It's like, that's why we're here, that's why this joint warm now, like the energy, like, you really provide a great energy, and like, you really got great insights as well, so I appreciate it.
Likewise, seriously, like, yeah, the only reason these ideas are coming out so easily is just because, like, you know, y'all are, like, really, both of y'all, like, really just bring a lot of, you know, genuity, you know, authenticity, and like, comfort with yourselves.
Come on now, divine reflection, bro.
Literally,
art takes a life of its own once we release it. That's a deep message as well.
Yeah, a friend of mine told me that when I was putting out my last project, and I was just like, that helped alleviate a lot of the, like, anxiety of perfectionism. I'm just like, oh, it's like, it's not that, like, you have to have the perfect rollout to blah blah blah. It's not that this is, like, the end, this is the beginning of a new period for, like, this art. You know, it's like, it's but it also is, like, the having to be okay with, like, letting go of the control.
Yeah,
because that's, like, what ultimately releasing is, like, being like, okay, I'm not gonna change this anymore, like,
yeah,
here it is.
Yeah, just let it be. Yo, and you know what? And that's, like, as we talked about in the last episode, like, with Chris, we was talking about, like, gaming and, like, what it's like to, like, essentially have values that are aligned with how you're cultivating not only a game, but cultivating the experience of fun and joy. And, you know, I think it does make sense that you can open up or allow yourself to have the permission to have more fun and joy when you're not critiquing yourself to your own detriment.
Yeah.
You know, that is a process.
Literally. That's the work.
You know, but I definitely appreciate you. Like, how would you, like, define yourself? Because at this point, it's like, me and you do, Chris, I just have so many things that I would say to explain you. Like, I just feel like you're multidimensional as well, because, like, you're a producer, you're creating music, you're writing music, we just rapped on this song. Like, it's like, what do you have that's up and coming, or how would you identify yourself? Like,
yeah,
even your name.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, so the crazy thing is, I mean, like, this process of making this next album that I've been making, like, is, I would love to also send it to you. It's still in, it's in a draft form that I'm just, like, kind of constantly updating, but it's, like, it's, like, 85% done. And what I mean is, it's kind of, like, the each of the, like, pixels are coming into, like, focus, you know, like, bit by bit. I mean, you know how it goes, like, making your body of work, like, I think, but yeah, I like with this project, I'm gonna be starring as a new artist name. That actually, I had a pretty profound like a shrooms trip this summer. That like it was my first time ever doing a solo trip. But during that trip, I think I had clarity on like the artist name that I want, and for this moving forward for the music I make, I'm gonna be putting out under the name Made of Earth.
Whoa, wait a minute. Okay, so now we gotta go into this. So if I'm introducing you to, you know, the listeners of the show, you want me to introduce you as...
Oh, no, you could introduce me as my name. And you can introduce me. Oh, yeah, no, that's more just like for, you know, like the next time I'm like really... Like when I'm putting out this album, you know. But yeah.
Where did that name come from?
It's crazy. So it's because like... it's a few different things. It's that like, one, I'm an earth sign, I'm a Taurus, that was like kind of like a like first level. Then it was also that like, also too, like personally, even just aesthetically, I love a lot of earth tones, you know, but then also like that, like the person I am and the like the imperfections and the uniqueness that makes me who I am, like, is just a reflection, I feel, of just the world. Like, I'm not like my story is not, while it is unique, it's also at the same time not unique. Like, this is like a part of like the human experience, and like I am not like above this world or separate from this world. I'm just a part of this world. I'm like made of this world, you know. And also like literally from a like kind of more like also like relationship with nature, because like also like, you know, I think like environmentalism is really important for me, and it's also like a thing that like has kind of like guided a lot of how I try and approach like, I don't know, just like, even just like lifestyle, you know. I was an environmental studies major at school. Like, I work for an environmental law organization, and like, it, even too, just like the fact that like, we, like basically every resource that we have, like everything was in some form like created from something from this world, whether it was like created through like a completely synthetic process or like the literal, like, you know, like how they're, you know, just like how like, oh yeah, like literally these, the chips in these computers, you know, I know it's like a super fucked up process, but like, you know, that like, you know, like come from like actual minerals from this earth, you know, that these like the fabric in this car, you know, like
right, there's crystals in the phone and stuff like
that.
Exactly.
And like every material, you know, and all that is just says like, even to like the, you know, like have you heard that thing like where we're like made of the same like matter as like the universe, you know, or like of like from the Big Bang, like
the same
like
elements,
stardust, right? Exactly. It's like on like an atomic level, or like at a, you know, we're all just like, you know, and that was kind of was like made of earth, you know, like the everything that this earth is made of, you know, and like and eventually too, like even when. And it's like, it's crazy because on this trip, like I really was like able to come to terms with my mortality, and it's crazy. I wrote this poem, and it was just like literally just coming out of me, you know. It's crazy, but it's gonna be on this album. But it was like, it was a lot about like time and perspective, like there was like a tiny like almost microscopic bug crawling on my hand, and like I was just like looking at it and watching, and I was like, oh, like my hand is like a mountain to this bug, right? And I'm just like, literally, if I pinch this bug, I will kill it, right? I will end the life for this like living thing with like so little like force required, right? And like, just like you think of like that kind of power to have, like, but it's also like at the same time, like, what is me to a mountain, like to, you know, an actual mountain, right? Like it's all so relative. But anyway, just during the like this poem was just coming out of me, and it just kind of all like became just like very apparent, just like all at once, you know.
Damn, you really connected to the earth, and thank you for really sharing that, like, for real.
Yeah, thanks,
like,
for listening.
Nah, I really love to actively listen, and I love for others to actively listen in as well, to like see that you can share knowledge and receive knowledge and understanding and wisdom from other perspectives. And the fact that you were able to like share that from like what not only your name, which is interesting, like a robin flying through the earth.
Crazy. I wasn't even thinking about that.
It's like the robin flying through the earth, is made of the earth, connected to the earth. It's like we come from the earth, our body is of the earth, and we return to the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, literally, like you even coming up with a name is made of earth. I can only imagine what that project will represent for you, and like how that will like manifest greatness into your life as well, even from like cultivating it as you're doing it, you know.
Sometimes abundantly clear to other people, like when someone is like feeling happy or like is just being themselves. It's, I feel like, kind of like the skill of trying to cultivate self-awareness of like when you actually are like coming alive and like doing those things. Cause for me, it's like music has been like my outlet for so long, but like, I think honestly, it's just like, to be more honest, it's more like the random like goofy shit or like the like just kind of theatrical stuff or like maybe more like acting adjacent or whatever it is, like, is maybe when I'm like happier more. And yeah, so I think like, I guess like working on both training the muscle, being self-aware, and then also like asking people around us, like when are the times when they see us alive, like coming alive, you know, and like, how can we like integrate that more into our lives? Like, for instance, like I love animals. And I work with cats, but, you know, I was throwing this little cat sticker on here. Mm-hmm. And this cat giving the thumbs up. I'm just like, you know, I'm just like, I don't know, just like, just even just like little stuff like that. Just like,
you can feel the joy.
Yeah. Like, I think that it's a crazy thing, but I think that like happiness is kind of in a lot of ways, like stigmatized. Like we live in a time where sadness is like, and nihilism are so common, and like also like sadness / depression are like a lot of times like branded as being cool, especially in music and art. Like there's like so many people whose whole career and whole vibe is just based on them like being in like a self-defeating lifestyle that like they're miserable, but they're like, oh, but like I'm fucked up, or like at least I'm really hot, even though I've like feel broken inside, or like, oh, at least like I don't know, at least I look cool, but like I'm not actually happy. And I think that like Drew and I talk about this like all the time, about how like perceived coolness versus like genuine like happiness, and like so it's not necessarily a clear idea there, but I just thought that those are some ideas that are top of mind.
That is so real. Like, genuine happiness is, I think, a real attribute that we are cultivating by even not only having this time together, but also sharing our world with others. Thank you for being you. You know, and I just,
thank you, Shane.
Really appreciate
you. Thank you for being you too.
For
like,
real.
Like, and thanks for like, I really appreciate your like, yeah, you're just like very thoughtful. Yes, and like really, you know.
Oh, that's why we're here. This is what the Shane Anthony Show is all about. You know, we have this joint every Monday, rising, you know, 10:30 a.m.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm glad to have you on it. You know,
you gotta send me. You gotta send me the radio show. I'd love to tune in. Where did it?
I'm gonna have to. It's on Air Philadelphia.
Oh shit!
Yeah, sounded like a commercial right now.
Yeah, I love it.
But yeah, no. No, for real though. And we'll catch you next time on the
Shane Anthony Show.